Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of the Italian-American moment. I'm your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com. My guests today are Susanna, Elena, and Alessia, citizenship experts and the co-founders of Fast Track Italian Citizenship. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi.
To have all of you from Italy. Real quickly, so Susanna, where are you from in Italy?
So we are from Northern Italy, more precisely near Venice and near Bologna. So that would be also near Padua, Northern Italy in general.
In the Veneto region or...
Yes, exactly. Elena and myself, we are from Veneto. Alessia is from Emilia Romagna, from a city which is called Ferrara.
Ferrara, okay. That's a well-known cities here. So you're the co-founders. How did you all meet?
So we all worked for several years in the citizenship business, and we just decided last summer that it was about time to start our own project together, and we decided to become business partners.
Very nice. That's excellent. And I know that Italian citizenship for, I guess you will call them foreigners, has just become such a popular, skyrocketing thing, which, you know, I don't recall like 30 years ago, I don't remember anybody even thinking of getting Italian citizenship that was a United States citizen. And now it's like everybody thinks about getting this citizenship, and it goes so many generations. So I would assume it's a very good business to get into being in Italy there. So very smart. So when did Fast Track Italian Citizenship, or FTIC, begin?
I could say that we are fresh on the market because we started in this summer. So like a few months ago, we are at the beginning now.
And is it going well? Is it going what you had hoped it would be at this point?
Yes, but we are like, just starting. So yeah, we hope for the best.
Well, of course, we had to learn.
What did you have to learn?
We had to learn several things because it is the first time for the three of us being freelance. So it was definitely a journey for the three of us. And yes, we began last summer. So we have a few clients that we are following now, and we will see how it goes.
Okay, I'm curious about something. So you're all three ladies, Italian ladies. Alessia, how did you all learn English?
Well, actually, we all studied English at the university, and then we had some project like Erasmus and similar. So we spent some time abroad. I just spent some time in US, actually, a few months ago.
Really? Where were you?
I was in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Yeah. And remember this. You have family there.
Yeah, I have family there, so I spent like 3 months there.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Okay. And remember this. And even in the United States, the way I talk from Chicago and the way they talk in Dallas, Texas, it's a little different.
A little. It's totally different.
Oh, it's totally different. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it's funny. I know about Italy and dialects, and I know, you know, all that. But even in the United States, I won't say it's a dialect because it's not a dialect, but we talk differently. People from the South talk different than people from the North. People from New York talk different than people from Boston. People in California talk different. So it's very diverse. And then I know in Italy, a lot of times the English teachers or the teachers of the English language, they're from England. And you want to talk about a completely different thing, the way people talk in England to the way people talk in America. I mean, it's just, that's night and day. So, but you all speak extremely well. Big question. What services do you, FDIC, offer?
Ooh, this is a wide range of services that we offer, actually. All of them connected to Italy, of course. But let's say that mostly we assist people in the recognition of Italian citizenship by descent, by marriage, or by residency, or also via court proceeding. Like, we do everything. And then we provide also services for genealogical research, maybe for people who want to reconnect to their Italian origins and roots. And then we assist also with visas for people who want to come to Italy.
And that could be a work visa.
Yeah, work visa. We have also a new visa, which is digital nomad. Italy recently approved this visa and things like that.
What does that exactly mean, the digital visa?
Digital nomad visa.
Digital nomad?
Is a specific visa for people working remotely, which want to spend some time in Italy, but still work for their company remotely.
Ah, okay, I see. So if I work from my computer in America, I just want to work from my computer, but I want, voglio trovare la dolce vita là in Italia. Però sto facendo il lavoro, lo stesso lavoro in America. I get it. Okay, so work visa, digital visa, student visas too, or you wouldn't? Would you help with that as well?
We could help, but it's not our field of expertise, actually.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so the biggie, the process to obtain Italian citizenship. Someone walk me through that process.
So, it is quite an intricate process, I would say, but roughly, it begins with the assessment of your eligibility, meaning that you need to fully understand if you qualify for Italian citizenship by descent. I am assuming we are talking about descent here, correct?
Yes. At this point, okay. We're talking about descent. Yes.
So you need to firstly assess if you qualify. Usually we do recommend doing your research on genealogy websites such as ancestry.com or Family Search. And then you are supposed to collect all the documents that connect you, the applicant, with your Italian born ancestor. So either your grandfather or your great grandfather, or even a female ancestor. And that would be a slightly different case, but let's say you all qualify for Italian citizenship by descent if you have one Italian born ancestor. And then you collect all these documents, you make sure that the documents are all in the required format. There is a specific format which the documents need to be. And then, of course, you check that all the documents are consistent, so no mashup of last names, no errors in dates of birth, because there needs to be basically a straight line clearly connecting you to your ancestor, showing the last name and etc. And then you are ready to apply for citizenship at the end of all this collection process. And you can either apply at your local Italian consulate if your case is a regular case, or most times if you have a female ancestor, you will need to file a case at court in Italy. This is called a lawsuit in Italy, because this would be what we call in the citizenship field, we call it a 1948 case when you have a female ancestor. Again, I don't know if I answered your specific question correctly, because this is a very wild topic, but...
No, you definitely did. So here's a question. So somebody contacts you and they look for all this genealogy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now if I know that, Grandpa Giuseppe was born in Italy, do you help me to get, I'm going to need something of his, I'm assuming a birth certificate or stuff like that. Do you help with that process as well?
Yes. Let's say that Grandpa Giuseppe was born in a small town in Sicily. We do get in touch. At first, we do check if there is some kind of birth record digitally online for Grandpa Giuseppe. And then we check if this is really your Grandpa Giuseppe, because, Giuseppe is a very common name. So we first need to check if this is the correct person. And then if you decide to engage us as your citizenship service company, we can retrieve that record from the small town in Sicily, because we are locals in Italy, so we can do everything by mail. And then that is the start of the process, really. Then we start collecting the US documents or Canadian, because we also assist with Canadian citizens, UK citizens.
Okay. Is it, so like, let's use Grandpa Giuseppe as the example. Would you need more than his birth certificate?
Yeah. Your Italian-born ancestor will typically have a birth record, naturalization records, meaning documents proving whether he acquired U.S. citizenship or not. So you would have typically two kind of documents. Naturalization, if he did acquire U.S. citizenship, or a certificate of non-existence of naturalization records if he did not acquire U.S. citizenship. And then typically, if we go back in time, there will be a death certificate for this grandfather. And sometimes it is also necessary to prove additional records proving non-naturalization, such as census records, draft cards, and that kind of documents.
And marriage records, of course.
Of course, the marriage records, yes.
Okay, two things. So one, if I understand correctly, if you're needing to get this through a female, through a grandma, a great-grandma, it's a little more difficult, apparently, the process.
The process is not very much different from the one starting from a male ancestor. The thing that will differ will be the way you are applying for citizenship, because you will need to file that case at court in Italy. The background for this is a legal background. 1948 is a fundamental year for Italy, because the Italian constitution was approved. Before 1948, women did not have legal civil rights, meaning they could not vote and they couldn't pass citizenship to their children. So if you claim citizenship through a female who gave birth to your next in line before 1948, legally, she couldn't pass citizenship to her children. So you need to claim through a formal lawsuit that the Italian constitution needed to be applied also before 1948. And that is the legal background for a 1948 case.
Understood. Is there going back, is there a certain amount of generations I could, like, so say I had family come from Italy in 1860 and it's like four generations later, can someone still, like, is there a certain limit, like four generations, five generations, and then after that they cut it off, that I can get this citizenship through?
you cannot be cut off just because of the number of generations. You just need to make sure that your Italian ancestor was still alive when Italian was properly, when Italy properly became a nation. So that would be 1861 or after, because Italy became a nation piece by piece. So
Giuseppe Mazzini, Camillo Benso. Oh yeah.
Yes, that's the history that you need to take care of. Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay. We had talked earlier, there are other ways apparently to obtain Italian citizenship other than descent. Could you tell us about
that? Yes. So
there's, for example, the jure matrimoni. So if you are married to an Italian citizen, you can apply for citizenship by marriage. But I think the requirement are quite different from the jure sanguinis process, because, for example, you are required to pass a B1 Italian language exam. So yeah, you have to learn Italian. And then you also have to provide some criminal background checks. Yeah, in order to check that you do not have relevant criminal records. And then you can submit your paperwork to the consulate or to the local prefettura, if you can apply also in Italy, of course. Marriage record, of course.
And that's it?
That's it.
Question. You have to take this test. You have to prove that you're at a B1 level. If you fail the test, can you take the test again?
You have to first pass the exam and then you can apply. You have to collect all the paperwork, and then when everything is in order, you can present your application.
Okay, and that test that you take, that would have to be obviously a test approved by, it would have to be a test, approved test. It can't be just a test that I find.
No, actually we have, I think, 4 schools, if I don't go wrong, girls, it's 4 schools that are allowed to provide this test. So you have to do this test in one of these 4 schools. Mm-hmm. And if you fail it, I think you can just redo it. It's okay.
Can you do this test online? Or
there are some centers. I think there's a list also online where you can find all the places where you can go near to you, where you can find these like offices or something like this. I don't know if you can do online.
During COVID, it was possible to take the test online. At least part of the test could be done online. And then after COVID, they started to take the test in person again.
Okay. We don't want to cheat.
Yeah.
We don't cheat.
No.
Of course not.
Is the test just multiple choice questions? Writing an essay or writing no writing. Okay.
No.
Okay.
You do have to prove that you have knowledge in writing, but also in speaking and also in listening. You have three sections of the test. And if you pass all three, you passed. If you do not qualify for just one category, you have some time to repeat the single category test, and that's how it works.
Oh, so it's a little more. I thought it was just multiple choice. That's it. There's actually speaking, listening. Wow.
Yeah.
Difficult. Okay.
A medium level of language. It's still a medium level of language, not too expert.
Okay. So. Okay. Reason I'm asking is, because we had talked earlier, I'm a little unique because I have on one hand the origin, the family, okay? However, I have the wife who's Italian.
Oh.
We, you know, she's an Italian citizen, born in Italy, Italian citizen, never changed. She's an Italian citizen, that's it. And okay. our marriage was registered in her comune from day one. Her cousin is the one that handled all of it. My kids are registered. My kids are Italian citizen. They just don't have the passports, but I think it'd be really easy for them because they're the children of an Italian citizen. They were registered their births in the comune. So when it comes to us, if I wanted to get my citizenship, what sounds like it would be easier to get it as the husband of the Italian citizen, as opposed to getting it through the family and the documents and the birth certificates and all that. Because like you said, if it's through if it's a marriage, then you need your marital certificate, marriage license here in America. You need a criminal background. I'm a very good person. You need which that's not a problem. And then you have to take this test. Now that's where the potential problem comes, the test. I did look online and I did a practice test. It wasn't speaking or listening, but it's just a, you know, multiple choice. I don't know, 30 mm-hmm. questions, 40 questions. And I could see where, you know, I could pass. I could easily pass, but I could also fail because, you know, it's a foreign language. If I get with one thing's wrong, you know, if it's instead of il libro, if I say lo libro, wrong, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, I think, what would your opinion be, your advice? Probably try to do the route of the marriage because that would be much easier, less paperwork, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. I think also faster because you don't have to struggle with getting an appointment at the consulate because nowadays they are Italian consulates are really struggling with appointments. And so with, this path would be easier for you, I think.
Because if
you can do maybe some practice with your wife, for your Italian. You can also try our Italian language test on our website. We have
Italian language test on your website?
Yeah, sure.
You have to go over all that at the end. You're going to have to give us all the info. That sounds good. Okay. So let's say I do that and I pass the test because we're going to think very positive, right? So I pass. Yeah. Now I don't need an appointment at the consulate's office, but I just need to provide them all the paperwork. And then they still have to send it to Rome. So, I mean, it's still going to be like, take a process of like still a year and a half, 2 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, but the general process, the overall process is really faster than the other one.
Okay. All right. Well, I really would like to get the citizenship partially because I don't know if it's going to be a new law or it's in existence. So if I come with an American passport, I can't stay in Italy for more than 3 months. That's true. Right now, correct? So
mm-hmm.
I just like, I want the freedom. I mean, the older we get and the less responsibilities, if I want to go to Italy and stay for 6 months, I want to stay for 6 months. I don't want to be told that I got to go up to Switzerland and then come back or, you know, so I really would like to have the citizenship because I want to stay as long as I would like to stay. So, and then, you know, there's a lot of other reasons that people want it. I would assume just pride or just, you know, it brings happiness, it brings joy, possibly if they wanted eventually moved to Italy. So I'm sure there's a lot of reasons. Does anyone know, are there numbers to the amount of foreigners that have obtained this Italian citizenship over the last, you know, 5-10 years?
I'm not sure how many people succeeded in the past years, but in fact, in the US, there are like 5.5 million of people that could potentially become Italian citizens by descent. This is what numbers say. So
I would think, Susanna, it would be a bigger number, to be honest. Because they always say that there's about 18, 19 million people that claim to have Italian origin. Okay. Now, we're not all going to qualify, but I'll be honest, I would think it might be closer to like, you know, 8 million, 10 million, maybe, because there's that many Italian Americans. Because that's the thing now, you only need that one descendant to be able to qualify. So even a person, for example, me, I am 100% Italian origin.
There are people that are
50%. There are people that are 25%. There are people that are 12.5%. You know, as the family, as you keep marrying outside of Italian, it gets less. But that person that's is 12.5% Italian origin could find someone to try to claim the citizenship. So that's why I think the number would be bigger.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is bigger. Yeah.
I'm just guessing. Which is good.
It is probably bigger than that. Yeah.
Yeah. In the United States. I don't know about Canada. No, I know Canada has a huge amount of Italians, but I have no idea in Canada if they have more than the United
States. Canada is a completely different story compared to the US, because they have like a lot of people who are now living in Canada and have Italian origins. They came from the UK. It was not the first country of immigration for Italians, but they usually passed from the UK and then moved to Canada. So numbers are slightly different there, because of course some people decided to just stay in the UK, and that's another history, let's say.
Yes. Can anybody tell me, what do you like about this type of work that you are doing?
So I think that this job is really rewarding, because it allows us to help people to connect with their roots, with their heritage, and it creates a sense of belonging. It's not just about the paperwork, because each case is unique, and many people can uncover fascinating facts regarding their ancestors, which deepens their connection to their heritage. And also when they finally receive their passport, it's really rewarding for us, because we know that it is really important. It can open the door to new opportunities and experiences in Italy and in all Europe.
So you know what you're doing, Susanna.
Yeah.
You're making dreams come true. You're dream maker. FTI.
Yeah.
Dream makers, because that's really what it comes down to. I mean, for people, you know, like me and like a lot of people, I mean, it's really, 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 it's a dream. So that's wonderful. Okay. So all this great stuff, you got great services, you're making dreams. How do people find you?
So we have a brand new website, which I think is just very beautiful to look at. Also, so that's fasttrackitaliancitizenship.com. And I don't know if maybe you can leave this website somewhere, maybe if you have a caption under the video or
We will leave a link for the website below our post. Are you on any social medias or?
Yes, we are active on Instagram, on Facebook, LinkedIn, and on TikTok as well. We are always at Fast Track Italian Citizenship. And we also have a US number, which is 202-738-4689, but we can write it down below as well. And we also have a first contact email, which is just ciao@fasttrackitaliancitizenship.
CIAO@fasttrackitaliancitizenship.
Yes. Yes.
That's it. Not any, just ciao@fasttrackitaliancitizenship. So that's your email. Okay.
.com. Yes. Mm-hmm. And.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Everything that we receive, every email, every phone call, it is just, we are such a small project that I am just proud to say that every first contact that we get, it is just the three of us replying. So we are very excited every time that we get a call. And
that is good.
Very great.
Okay. And here's another question. So if somebody is interested in this and they contact you, can they contact you and just get like a little bit of basic free information to see if this is something they want to pursue or not?
Sure. Absolutely, yes. Also, we offer free phone calls and free eligibility consultations. So the first step is always like, if you want to get some information, make your idea of the process, we are here. Totally for free, of course.
Okay, that's great to know. So there's no reason for people not to contact you. Get some information. It's free and see if this is something you want to pursue. Last thing, you had mentioned something about a discount for the Frankie D listeners and followers. What was that?
Yes. So we thought about this and we think it is just very great for us to offer this discount. So this is a 10% discount on any service, including translations, citizenship by marriage, citizenship by descent, of course. And that would be FrankieD10. Very easy.
Wow.
You cannot forget about it.
I love that. FrankieD10 is the code for 10% off all services, even translations and any other things that you can do as well. And on the website, it has all your services, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, ladies, it's been a pleasure talking to you. The best of luck with this new venture, this new business venture, this business. I hope you flourish. I hope it is a success for many years. Thank you for the interview. And to all my fellow Italian Americans, give them a call, send them an email, contact them, and find out if you can become an Italian citizen, like I want to become an Italian citizen. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And all the best.
Thank you for hosting us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.